I am so young. Can my pain not be treated traditionally instead of by surgery? The answer is yes, your pain can be treated traditionally. But ultimately, we have to see what is effective in the long run, which can relieve you and which can bring back the activity pattern or the lifestyle which you are hoping for. Taking medication can stop the pain for a certain time. Doing exercises can improve the flexibility and ability to work and move around. And of course, the physical therapy in the form of heat and massage, etc., can also help. Age alone is not the factor. Our treatment is not primarily decided by the age. As has been mentioned, the degeneration can be seen at the age of 19 or may not be seen at the age of 90. So, if the cause deserves the treatment in the form of surgery, that would be the best option. Now here, we also need to understand that there are certain arguments done by people who do not know the real mechanics and the effectiveness of surgery. They make an argument or a statement that at the end of 2 years, everything is same. I mean, they say that if you operate or if you don't operate, at the end of 2 years, both of them are same. This is a fallacious argument. The argument should actually be like this, that what a person can achieve in 1 day of surgery, especially nowadays with a stitchless daycare surgery under local anesthesia, takes 2 years by the natural forces. We are not denying the relief of symptoms by natural forces, but we need to remember the dimension of time. If you live in a place or you live in a style where you can afford to exercise, eat well, and take care of your back and your health in general, there is no harm in not doing the surgery. Surgery is not mandatory unless there are gross sensory motor, that is, nerve function changes. So, coming back to the point that do I need surgery because I'm so young? The point is not your age. There are certain situations which will take a long, long, long time to recover naturally, which can be hastened by surgery. So we do advise surgery, and normally the decision to operate or not to operate is a shared decision. We always give the free choice to the patient to exercise and say that, okay, I need surgery. If a patient says, I do not need surgery, they suddenly do not become our enemies. We as doctors and consultants are here to help you in making a better decision, an informed decision, and a shared decision.